This is an additional audio message to explain how the image that I chose for this course was put together. The reason for this clarification and for using audio instead of text is to demonstrate how the advent of web technology has made it easier to produce and to share multimodal content. It's a combination of digital text, image, and sound. The image of the gallery with paintings comes from the National Gallery in Victoria, Australia. The pages of the books that are pinned down on a surface come from a cafe in Toronto, Canada. The boy singing or screaming in a microphone that is protected by a noise filter also comes from Canada. But the photographer, Jason Roswell, didn't add the name of the boy and the location where the photo was taken. What we can see when we look at the photo close by is that the form of his mouth is the vowel A, and he's probably screaming or shouting the vowel A, and this is the biggest shape our mouth can take. This audio that I'm recording is taken in Rotterdam, the Netherlands, with my laptop, and has been joined to the photo ensemble at a later stage through the Moodle learning management system that is used for the learning platform Daria Teach. What I want to demonstrate is that in order to be able to critically assess what appears on the screen and determine where it comes from and how it can be interpreted, you need some basic knowledge on how the web works, and you need some expertise, some knowledge on how you can interpret information, not only in textual form, but also in visual and oral form. So I wish you a lot of fun in this multimodal playground. And my name is Steph Scaliola. Bye-bye.